shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to your favorite gospel and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. Good morning from here and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Child of God, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 20. Bible says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Hallelujah. Child of God, there's the power of man, which is based on influence, association, position, and physical strength. This power of man is limited, short-term, and subject to heaven's permit. As it's written, "Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord." There's the second power, which is the power of the devil. It is outright foolishness to assume that the devil has no power. He does, but can only do to the extent God permits him. The power of the devil is limited. There's the third power, which is the power of the Almighty God. That is the power that comes from above. This is the unlimited power, the power that transcends beyond the ordinary, the power that is explained in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verses 38. Bible says therein how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and the power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That is the ultimate power, and that is the power that must be at work in us in the name of Jesus. As a spiritual rule, when a higher power appears, the lesser power must bow. Child of God, having established this truth, the question now is, what power is at work in you? Is it the power of God? Is it the power of the devil? God's power comes with peace, wisdom, and it stands the test of time. It adds no sorrow. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." What space are you giving to God in your life? What space are you giving to God in your family? What space are you giving to God in your career? What space are you giving to God in your business? Are you for God or are you for the devil? The promise of God is great. Is the power of God at work in you? Are the promises of God manifesting in you? Bible says, "Having these promises, dearly beloved, let's cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Child of God, let the power of God take charge of your life. Let the power of God take charge of your home. Let the power of God take charge of your career. Let the power of God take charge in every decision that you make. Having established this, I want us now to pray. I need you to confess this and make it very loud and very clear. Say this one by one. Say this after me. Power, in the name of Jesus, envelop me today. In the name of Jesus. Number two, I cast out of my life every deposit of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Number three, light of heaven, shine upon my life and family. In the name of Jesus. And number four, I walk in victory, success, and goodness of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Number five, say this: God will do for me exceedingly and abundantly above all that I think or ask. In the name of Jesus. And number six, make it very loud and very clear: today and always, I walk in victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Number seven, say, I surrender everything concerning my life, concerning my home, concerning my destiny, concerning my glory, concerning my work, concerning my business. I surrender them all to Jesus today. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have made those confessions, that means you have invited the power of God to be at work in you today. I congratulate you, because I know something glorious, something great is coming your way today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, before we round up the podcast today, it's happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary to those that are celebrating today. It's their day. We join faith with them and we celebrate in Jesus' name. God bless you richly. God increase you. God establish your celebration. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. You will sing your song. You will dance your dance. You will continually celebrate all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Child of God, I look forward to hearing from you. Please copy and share this message with as many as possible. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. Remember, there are miracles from God for you every day. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day today. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.